This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome back to KRDO's Morning News, and it's our Ask the Doctor segment. This month, we are focusing on melanoma awareness and skin cancer awareness. Such an important month for us, especially when we live at the altitude we do here in southern Colorado and are more susceptible to getting those burns. So we are joined today by Dr. Jeffrey Lim, a fellowship-trained Mohs surgeon and board-certified dermatologist with Optum Dermatology. Dr. Lim, welcome to the show.
Thanks again for having me back.
Okay, so last year, I have to say that this month, it really was the spark that I needed to go in and get checked for a couple of moles. Turned out to be nothing, but I felt so much relief after doing it. And it had been this sort of uncertain concern that I had because, you know, a lot of people don't really know what a melanoma looks like. Why don't you describe
right.
what they look like?
Sure. Well, it's not always easy, and that's why, you know, we encourage folks, especially who have a lot of moles on their body, to go see their board-certified dermatologist, because that's what we're trained to do. But just as a way to kind of figure out what to look for, I mean, melanoma, it arises from basically the pigment cells, melanocytes, that cluster together and arise what we call de novo from new skin, or from existing atypical appearing moles. So what do those look like? And the easiest way to remember what to look for is just with the alphabet soup that we describe in the office called the ABCDE warning signs. So the first five letters of the alphabet can be used as a guide to warn for the signs of atypical moles and melanoma. So jumping right in, A is for asymmetry. So most melanomas are asymmetrical. And if you draw a line through the middle of the lesion and the two halves don't match, it looks different from a round oval or something symmetrical, then that's a warning sign. B is for borders. So borders tend to have this unevenness. So if you cannot find or distinguish where the lesion starts or stops, that is also a red flag. C for color. So multiple colors are a warning sign in and of itself. Most benign moles, things not that you don't have to worry about, are a single shade of brown or tan. But melanoma can have many different shades of brown, tan, or even black. And as it grows and the lesion matures, sometimes we lose pigment. Red, white, or blue may also appear. So C for color. D is for diameter, and the easiest way to remember diameter is think of a pencil eraser. Pencil eraser is about 6 millimeters in size or a quarter inch in diameter. So if you can cover your moles with a pencil eraser, that tends to be a good sign. Now, I will say a caveat here is that diameter and size is not a perfect metric by any means, especially if one has more than 100 moles. And you might say, well, wow, 100's a lot. But in fact, when, you know, skin being the largest organ of our body, 100's really not so densely populated. So just remember D for diameter. And then E is probably the most important letter. If you're going to remember one thing from this talk, E for evolving or evolution. And that's really any change in those features I've already described, whether it be size, shape, color, or elevation of a spot of your skin, or any new symptom, such as bleeding, itching, or crusting. That may be a warning sign. And so those are all good reasons to pick up the phone and talk to your primary care, either for a referral or just call directly to your board-certified dermatologist.
Oh, very important information there and recommendations. And Dr. Lim, thank you for that. We will be joining you again next week when we'll be talking about melanoma treatment. That's coming up as our Ask the Doctor segments on Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month continues. Meanwhile, Dr. Lim is located at 1633 Medical Center Point in Colorado Springs. To get an appointment with any member of the team, just give Optum Doctors a call, 228-0400. Dr. Lim, again, thanks for appearing on our show.
My pleasure, Shannon. Thank you.